Hi, welcome to Mother's Guide Through Autism podcast. This podcast is to inspire, support, and build community for mothers raising children with autism. I'm Bridget Shipman, the host and creator of the Mother's Guide Through Autism. This podcast has been inspired by my son Joseph, who has been living with autism for the past 27 years. So today, what I'm going to share with you is my top tips of the past 27 years. This is a reflection piece, and it is for the mother guides out there. This is for you. So what I'm going to be sharing is the five things I wish I would have known. So as I go through this reflection, what the intention is for you out there, all mother guides, to just first of all, be kind to yourself, because as you're going through this experience, it's very difficult to know, you know, exactly what you're doing. I know I didn't, and I feel like this reflection piece, having condensed it, because it is difficult to condense 27 years, right? So that's what I've done. So I hope wherever you are today, whatever you're doing, put it down, just listen, give me just a little bit of your time, because my hope for you is that even if there's one thing that resonates with you and brings you relief from this journey, then it has been all worth it. So, five things I wish I would have known. Being a mother guide for Joseph for the past 27 years. The first one is, and you've heard me say this quite often, is it's going to be okay. I wish I would have known that it was going to be okay, because I didn't. I wish that, because the first thing I would like to say to anyone who's looking for a relief when they first find out that their child has been diagnosed with ASD, autistic spectrum disorder, it is that everything is going to be okay. When my son Joseph was first diagnosed with autism, I did not know that his life would be filled with both hardships and joy. I thought I would never be okay with my son living a life with autism spectrum disorder. However, I have become okay with it, knowing things are exactly the way they are supposed to be. What feels like a life sentence in one moment can turn into a feeling of winning the lottery. If I could go back and change my son's diagnosis, I would honestly say no. He has brought lessons of value to the world in every breath he takes. And I understand that when you're in the beginning of all of this, it is hard to imagine. So take just a second and really see your child and know that everything is okay and everything is perfect just by looking at them. My son is functioning very well in a foreign universe. Where he comes from, I believe, is on a higher plane where most of us don't live. He has a sixth sense. I'm able to relate and stay with him some of the time, but I mostly need a dictionary to look up the deepest meaning of what he's trying to water down so that I can follow him. And that's the truth. In many of our discussions, I'll just look at Joseph and I'll just say, you know, I'm not following you. Can you help me understand? And then he'll pause and ponder, and then he'll come back because he has to search for a language that I will understand. And then once he does that, and I understand what he's trying to say to me, it is most profound. And I'm like, oh, okay, now I see. So I do believe that. I believe that he is on a different plane than myself. So being okay with not being okay, what that means, I've accepted the challenges that he may have now that he's 27 years old, but I also have been enlightened to understand he is perfect in this moment and all is on point. So just kind of breathe through that. All is on point. Even if you're in your darkest place, it is on point. This is an opportunity for you as a mother to take a deep breath and hear me. It will be okay. Everything is on point. I know I just take a deep breath and feel thankful that I'm Joseph's mom. It really is that simple. So, tip number one, it's going to be okay. The second thing I wish I would have known is acceptance. I've spent most of my life making life harder than it needs to be. I am a pro at freaking out. I've acquired the tools to live in peace and letting go of what I think life should look like rather than what life is. And I would have to say that 27 years ago, I would not have been able to make that statement because I was in the middle of freaking out. That is the truth. So the truth today is that I have done a lot of inner work and I have studied and I now have life coaching tools, not only to coach you all, but trust me, I have done a lot of self-coaching and I have been coached a lot. And at the end of the day, I can now slow down and realize that making life what I think it should be is a complete waste of my energy. If you can really breathe into acceptance, which I understand, trust me, I have been there where I wanted everything but what it was. I have other life stories where I have fought so hard to change what is to make it what I thought it should be. And all that does is it is exhausting. It is a very exhausting way to live. Martha Beck talks about living life with shackles on or shackles off. Acceptance of what is will break your shackles off. I am now living a shackles-free life most of the time. When I find myself sitting in a place where I feel like, oh gosh, this really does not feel good. It doesn't feel right. I kind of feel like I'm shackles on. My shackles feel tight around my wrists. I know that I now have the tools to break free of those shackles. And the main way I do this is through acceptance. Trying to fix and change things are great up to a point if that is all you are living for. Then you'll have a long resume of life experiences that you have not accepted. This can become a life of being the victim. I've been there, and this is not living a happy life. We sentence ourselves to living a life in a dark, scary cell. Letting go is a way of living a free life. So again, slow down, take a breath. This is all-inclusive. Understanding life shackles-free is by accepting the life you have and finding joy and finding peace. I promise you, it is there. So the third thing I wish I would have known, meeting yourself where you are. I wish I had understood and felt that I did not have to have all the answers. Meeting myself where I was rather than trying to find all the answers. I was so overwhelmed with finding answers for how Joseph was going to live a life, a happy life, without me one day. He was 3 years old and I was spinning frantically trying to find the way. How was I going to save him now? So I wish I would have, again, been able to slow down. What I regret as I look back at his baby pictures, home movies, and artwork that he created is that I did miss a lot. I wish I'd stopped and really smelled the roses and been more present. I wish I could have looked into the crystal ball of life and seen the man that he has become today. I know if you're in a place at the beginning, in the middle, or even where I am at today, slowing down and appreciating the child that you do have. I could have worked as hard, but I also could have enjoyed those moments that I can't get back. I knew he was cute, but wow, he was beautiful, and now he is so handsome. I know a mom is not supposed to brag, but hey, I missed it, so I want to take a moment and share his talents too. Joseph is an artist. I'm a huge fan of his artwork. I have several of his pieces hanging throughout our home. He composes music and has self-taught himself so much on so many topics. I am sure he could clep out of most doctoral programs. And I know this to be true. If I ask Joseph a question, he generally knows the answer. His mind is remarkable. I joke with him and I say, wow, I don't know, where do you put all this information, right? Because when I learn something new, I have to let something old go out. So when I get a new piece of information, I've got to lose another piece of information. So I'm not really sure how he stores all this information in his brain, but he does. And it is remarkable to me. He is full of love, inspiration, and talent. And so thank you for listening, but I did have to take a moment and share all the qualities that Joseph has. Because you know what? At the end of the day, this is to inspire. And for me, sharing with other mothers out there, take a second, look at your child's gifts, concentrate on the gifts rather than what we need to work and improve and what they aren't doing. So that is something that I wish I would have done. So the other thing I wish I would have known, number four, stress management, the topic of fear. I wish I had the tools to relieve myself of fear. I lived in fear most of the time. I felt like I had to beat the clock in order to save my son. I watched for every moment of opportunity to teach him. You know, that's what we do as mother guides. We look for opportunities every teaching moment, but I brought it from a fear-based energy. I believed at the time that I had until he was 8 years old to get all the early intervention benefits accomplished. That is what the experts in research was saying at that time. I constantly was looking for social interaction, communication, and life experience to teach Joseph how to live in the world that he did not understand. The fear created unnecessary stress for Joseph, my family, my friends, and most importantly, myself. It eventually began to affect my health. When you are in fight or flight most of the time, your immune system will begin to strain. I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and then I became a type 1 diabetic. It does not run in my family. The doctors believed it was caused by a virus which attacked my pancreas. I think this simply means that they had no idea why, at the age of 39, a health and fitness nut like myself would acquire a lifelong disease. My experience has taught me that stress or a lack of stress management can create more stress. I now know how to catch my thoughts and manage deep fear that I cannot control. If you're in that place where you are a fixer, I believe most mothers are, and you're putting all your energy into your child, that is beautiful. I don't think there's anything wrong with that as long as you have the awareness that you need to care for yourself. I didn't, and it caught me. I don't really live in a space of regret any longer because I also have forgiven myself for some of the things that I just didn't know. As Maya Angelou says, know better, do better. And it's as simple as that. Let go of it. Start today. If you're living in a place of fear, I want you to know that you don't have to. You can find tools to relieve yourself, to offer yourself self-care without the guilt. It's okay to feel good too. I don't think I really understood that. I thought I had to be fighting for my son 24/7. I didn't take a breath. I didn't enjoy most things. I didn't really sleep very good for years. So that was my way of I guess it was justifying that if I didn't live like that, if I didn't feel like that, then I wasn't doing enough for him. That's simply not true. I think if you give yourself space to heal and self-care, I think it will benefit your child. Because when we're stressed out, our kids are stressed out. So I just want you to know that it is so important to find the time for yourself. If you don't know how, then find someone who can help you. There are many ways of finding self-care and people who can guide you through that. I know that the life coaching program that I have been a part of, Martha Beck, has been great help for me. I finally have learned how to bring awareness to myself when I start feeling out of alignment. I know how to get back into alignment. There are tons of tools out there for you, I promise, and I will help you find them. This is what this podcast is about. So for today, I want you just to take a breath, and I just want you to do one nice thing for yourself. Most women struggle with this. Most mothers really struggle with this. So it could be as simple as fixing a hot cup of tea and sitting in a quiet nook. Even if it's for 5 minutes, it's a start. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself and give yourself space, because all mother guides are worth that. Number 5, what I wish I would have known. Living with gratitude. Again, these 5 tips are all inclusive. But if you can find a way to live in the space of gratitude, you will find instant relief. I wish I would have been more grateful. Through these past 27 years, I have finally gotten to a point of truly being grateful. I have spoken and written on this topic a lot because it helps me to value what is important in my life. I choose gratitude each and every day. When I feel myself slipping, I know how to go to my place of gratitude and feel deeply into it. With a few seconds after several years of practice, I am back to feeling peaceful and knowing all will be well. I have a video on my website to take you through these 3 easy steps if you would like to add this to your toolbox today. I highly recommend it. It takes you probably 5 minutes a day. And if you start your day in a feeling space of gratitude, then the rest of your day goes much, much better. I also explain in my video how if you start losing it, you start your day out with those great intentions and that feeling state, and then all of a sudden something happens at work. Maybe your child's having a bad day. It's extremely stressful, because life will throw stress at us, most certainly. Our job is to learn how to manage it, right? So go and watch the video, learn how to snap back into your gratitude feeling state. I promise you, you will feel lighter and you will feel more joy. Feeling into it is the key here. And I wish I would have had this tool years ago. So this is something that I practice daily, and I really hope it helps you. If you'll go to bmvlifecoach.com, I have a freebie offered, which is exactly what we cover today. And this is for all mother guides out there, 5 things that I wish I would have known while I was raising my son, Joseph, who is living with autism. This is all written out for you. And I think that it would be something that would be a great reflection to carry with you to help you stay aligned with the work that you're doing yourself. So taking my life experiences and putting it in 5 things that I wish I would have known to help you help your son, your daughter, even if you're not a mother's guide, if you're a grandparent. I know I've worked with a lot of grandparents out there who are also looking for direction. The main thing here that I want to say, the message here, I believe, is to appreciate where you are, slow down, take a breath, and find joy in where you're at. If you start losing it, if you start going to the place of despair, which is so easy to do when you're trying to find ways to help your child. I know I'm a mother who has been on her knees many times. And when it comes to our children, that is where we begin to A, fall apart, but also we find strength. We find our strength in our children. So if nothing else is working for you, go to your strength. Look at your child. Look how beautiful they are, how perfect they are. And remember, everything is on point. Meet yourself where you're at. Help yourself. Take care of yourself. Go back over these 5 steps. Listen to this again if you need to, as many times as you need to hear it. This work and message is from our hearts to yours in hopes that it is for the highest good of all. Please join us in our upcoming episodes. We will be interviewing inspirational moms, professional experts, educational challenges, and how to overcome them. We will also do part 2. This is for the mother guides, 5 things I'm glad I knew. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review, and share it on social media. You can download my free guide, 5 Things I Wish I Knew Raising My Son with Autism, by going to my website, bmvlifecoach.com. Also, please join our Facebook group, Mother's Guide Through Autism, for support. I'm sending you all hope and love. Thanks so much for listening. Mm-hmm.